iHeart Community is very proud to welcome one of our major partners in the community. They have an outreach in the state like no other. Please welcome President and CEO of Oak Hill, Barry Simon, on the line with us. Hey. Hi, Barry.
Hey, Renee. Glad to be here.
I can't wait to see you for the big golf tournament that's coming up. We're going to talk about that in a second, but of course, presented by Monaco Ford and here, co-owner of Chrissy Monaco. You promote and sponsor this event year after year. You're incredible, and so is your entire family. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having on today.
All right, Barry, first and foremost, remind us, Oak Hill, how are you guys? And tell us how we can support you and talk about this golf event that's coming up on October 4th.
All right. So we are doing well, continuing to provide services. Certainly this time is challenging, and we are always stepping up to meet the challenge, whether it's in our schools or whether it's in a group home. Our staff are amazing, stepping up and, continuing to provide the services. So we are doing well.
Oh, that's so good to hear. OakHillCT.org, by the way, for those listening, for all of the details, all of the programs, because Barry, again, I'm gonna turn it back to you and Chrissy. Just give me 1 second, because it's always a pleasure when Barry's on to talk about all the amazing things you do statewide for so many people. It's unbelievable the outreach and the breadth of Oak Hill and the services that you provide. So I know we don't have like hours right now, but we do have a little time for you to say a little bit.
Yeah. So, we're in our schools, we're providing, education to children. We do, veterans programs in the community. We have assistive and adaptive technology that we provide. We have our camps. We have mental health and substance abuse services. All the work we do with intellectual and developmental disabilities, whether it's in-home, day programming, and our residential programs. We're always trying to continue to build the continuum of care that meets the needs of the people we serve. We have about 1,400 staff statewide in 72 towns, providing, services to about 30,000 people throughout the year. So it is absolutely, a depth and breadth of services that I feel very proud of. And we have amazing staff doing it all over Connecticut.
And this golf tournament on October 4th, it's a Monday at the TPC River Highlands. This is one of your biggest fundraisers. And I know you have events throughout the year and third-party events as well, but this one really, really hits home. How important are these funds going to be from this event?
It's huge. And, being here with you who have been there every year and with Chrissy, the Monaco team is a great partner with us. And so their stepping up really underscores, their commitment to philanthropy. But it means so much to us and our ability, frankly, during these uncertain times to partner with, an organization like Monaco, really makes a statement about their commitment to the community and our ability to partner with the community. But it really provides our ability to provide, the services that we do to adults and children in all of our programs. This kind of funding is just key to making that happen.
We're going to be talking about Kebby, the superstar robot, in just a second, who's going to be making an appearance at this event. I don't want to give it away right now because I want to go to Chrissy now, because your family has been in the business for 100 years now. You've been supporting this event year after year. Why was it so important for you to continue your charitable efforts?
Well, like you mentioned before, we don't have hours to talk about it, which I truthfully feel like I can. But as we, Monaco Ford, come into our 100th year in business, it is more important than ever for us to partner with organizations that have the same type of missions and goals as we do. So like Barry mentioned, they are focusing on growth of services that they offer, the range, not only just around the state, but the types of people that they can serve in our community. It just aligns perfectly with everything that we are trying to do at Monaco Ford, specifically with their work with their veteran community.
Yeah, I understand veterans are very important to you and your family. And Monaco Ford, obviously, congratulations on 100 years. That is really something to celebrate in this day and age. And, you know, thank you so much, because I love Oak Hill. They've been a great partner in the community at iHeart Communities for years now. They're a part of our programming every single time we have an interview, every single day when I'm on the air, I mention them. Every single weekend, it's an honor to talk about them because of their outreach into the entire Connecticut community. From, I like to say, people to pets. Talk a little bit about this tournament, especially, and who you bring to the table, because we were chatting off air, Chrissy. I mean, you make this really a company-wide fun event for your team, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, the connections that everybody here, the staff members that work at Monaco Ford, have with everyone at Oak Hill, it just kind of folds right into that day where we can have a feel-good day where everybody comes together and all the work that gets put in on both ends comes to fruition. So, you know, we make the donation, but there's so much more that goes into it year in and year out to continue this connection. So some people just might look at it as like, oh, you know, Monaco's made the donation, that's great. Oak Hill gives them business, that's great. But it's so much deeper than that. Our connection, you know, is decades long. And I think it's such a wonderful day where everybody can kind of come out and see where those dollars are getting put to good use. And you mentioned the robot. And I think, you know, for some of our staff members to see where the money goes, I mean, you can't put a price on that.
No, I mean, and you do put your money where your mouth is, because you're out there, you're helping, you're talking about it, you're promoting it. It's not just a, here's a donation and, you know, one and done. Like, you're actually committed, and you're not just, you know, it's not about, I mean, it is about the money for the charities and the organizations, because they appreciate it so much. But for you, it's more of a passion, and you put a nice meaning behind it. So that's just something nice that should be noted. And so thanks again. I'm sure Barry will thank you a million times as well. But now, I mean, Chrissy, you did a better tease than I could have ever done. Barry, let's bring on Kebby the robot. What do we got here?
So Kebby the robot is our educational robot. The software is done by a company that's here from Connecticut, Movia, and they, in doing their research, contacted us to be creating this robot that works with kids with autism, and it's amazing. We've utilized it within our classrooms. And it integrates artificial intelligence and software and hardware, providing, you know, facial expressions and body movements that create a communication with kids that, you know, autism is a challenge about communication. And so Kebby just provides this unique way for students with autism and other special needs to be learning and engaging both in school and in the home. I mean, it's just amazing to hear from parents who, you know, for the first time are saying that, you know, their child, you know, spoke to them and you know, uttered those words of, you know, I love you, and or give a hug in a way that they haven't been able to have. And it's just so moving to see, you know, where in artificial intelligence and these robots can be so impactful in ways that, you know, to not have kids be able to communicate or understand emotions or feelings the way, you know, you or I might, is just, it's heartbreaking. And to be able to contribute and have, you know, a solution for parents to have another tool in the toolbox is just amazing. So we've, you know, the partnership, you know, with Movia has been amazing. And so we're just so excited to be able to share Kebby as part of the tournament for our, you know, mission moment, and for the golfers who come out there to be able to see firsthand how, you know, we can continue to set the standard and do these creative things, you know, with our programs that help people really, you know, be independent and be able to learn new skills.
oakhillct.org for more information about the golf tournament, about the fundraiser. You can simply donate if you're unable to make it on Monday, October 4th. This is happening at the TPC River Highlands in Cromwell. It's always a great time. It's always a beautiful day. It's always a little windy, though, so maybe it gives you a little edge on your golf game, right? You gotta think about it a little. So it's pretty good, but the food is delicious. The company is delicious. The sponsors are amazing. And to what Chrissy and Barry were just saying, you actually get to see where the money is going, because Barry and I have been honored to stand next to our president and CEO at the first hole, right? Barry, we stand out there all day. And Kebby is going to be with us, and we give you a little explanation as to why we're there. And, you know, you would think people would say, oh, we just want to golf and play. In all of the years we've done this, Barry, right? And this is truthful. Not every one person, every golfer wants. Yes, it's incredible. Tell us about that setup and what they'll expect when they meet us at that first hole.
Yeah, so when you come around the first hole, we generally have a table set up there, and we get to put part of our mission on display. And every golfer coming through gives me an opportunity to really, you know, say thank you for being there and participating. And also to show off, you know, something that we do as part of our programs. And this year, when you come around, you'll get to see Kebby in action and see what it is that we're using in our classrooms and how we're helping to work with kids who have autism. So it's just an amazing, amazing day, amazing time, and a great way to see how your donation gets to have impact.
To find out more, to be a part of this day, or to simply make your donations, visit oakhillct.org. Thank you to Chrissy Monaco, presenting sponsor of this amazing event, and of course, our friend Barry Simon, president and CEO of Oak Hill.